Okay. Good morning. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Tzadi Hey. We're going to be on daf Tzadi Dalam Reis. Before we start, today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family. Zecher Nishmas Menucha Freda Bas Yaakov Yehuda, whose yahrzeit is today. Neshama should have an aliyah. We're in the middle of discussing the concept of Takanas Hashavim. Where a person, the Gemara had said that if someone steals or someone lends with ribbis, in order to get him to do tshuva, we don't accept the repayment. Because otherwise they're going to have a problem, not going to be able to repay everybody, so the tshuva would be hard to come by, so therefore the Chacham made a takana, or takana sashavim, that you don't have to return the item. So now we're going to ask questions on that apparent takana from other places where it appears that we do have them repay. So tashma, bring down a brisa. Hagazlonim, the thieves, umavli beribis, and those who lend with interest, apopisha gavu machzirin. Even though they accepted it, even though they took it, machzirin, they have to return it. So before we get there, so the Gemara says, wait a second. Gazlonim, mai shegavu ika. What does it mean, gazlonim, mai shegavu machzirin? Those, the zolim, what they took, they're machzir. I gazel gazel, lo gazel, lo gazel. But it's either a theft or it's not a theft. What does it mean if they took it? If they took it, they're gazlonim. If they didn't take it, they're not gazlonim. So what's going on? So Ela Ema rather should say, Hagazlonim, the thieves, Umay Nihu, and who is this Brisa referring to when they mention the thieves, Umay Nihu, they're Malde Ribis, and Ribios. They're the ones who lend money with interest. Af Alpisha Gavu, even though they've already collected the Ribis, Machzirim, they have to return it to the Lova. So you see there's a Kashi here. Here you say the Malde Ribis have to return it to the Lova. Before we said the Kansha Shavim, they don't have to return it. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Amri, we say, machzirin, they're supposed to return the ribbis, the aim of mayhem, but we don't accept it to come back. Now, we want them to do tshuva, so they should come to offer it, make the gesture, and we'll make the gesture in return that we won't accept it. Everyone has to do the right thing, so they have to make the gesture to return, and then we say we don't do it. So, elalam machzirin, but if we're not going to accept it, what's the point in them making the gesture to return? The Gemara says, "Lot says the day shemayim in order to be yotzei din shemayim, because really they're supposed to return it. In order to be yotzei din shemayim, we're going to have them offer it, and then we won't accept it." Gemara says, so the tour in Choshen Mishpat in Simon Shin Samach Vav Sif Aleph writes that even though we're not mekablim from the Gazlan or the Malve Ribis, if he wants to return it yidei shemayim, he learns it that if he wants to be yotzei yidei shemayim, then he can return it. But then Bezin is mochin. Bezin forces the nigzal not to accept it. So Gemara says that the Yamshel Shlomo, he asks in Simon Gimel, the Gemara here is mashma completely opposite. The Gemara is mashma that the machzirin is that you're not yotzei de shemayim. In other words, the machzirin is ordered to be yotzei de shemayim. It's not that you have to return it. And then the Bezin says no. We just say that they don't have to do anything. And that's just the Torah brings down that it has to go through the whole process of Beis Din. The Beis Din, give it to Beis Din, Beis Din tell the other guy not to be Bocha. So there's an interesting question that I saw in the back of this Masifta. Where is it? It says in my notes to look in the back, so I'm going to look in the back. About Tshuva. It's quoted from the Tshuvas van Hagos. It's from Moshe Sternbach, right? Tshuvas van Hagos. So he quotes, he had about Tshuva. Who he's 70 years old, became a Baal Tshuva, and now he learns the halacha of Meiser. He learns the halacha of Meiser and all these of Meiser Ksafim, and he owes over $200,000 in Meiser. But he says he's 70 years old, he's on Social Security, and he only has 30 grand in the bank. He doesn't know what to do. He's willing to give all $30,000 to give it to Tzedakah because he's a Baal Tshuva and he has to be mocked on every single detail, and he wants to know what he's supposed to do. So he wants to know whether he's chayiv to give all this money. For the miser. So he says no. First of Moshe Sarach says no. It seems that according to Rov Poskim, the chi of miser ksafim is also mikolach minhag. So if you don't do it, then mikolach minhag doesn't force you to pay back everything that all the back taxes. It's like not like the IRS coming to collect putting a tax lien on your house, right? But and even according to the shittos that say it's more than a minhag, then it's only the takana is only like ma'aser dagon. The chiyuv is only shayach after mechatchila. But once you ate it, then you're not chayiv. And he also says based on our sugya, because our sugya says like gazlan and mavi ribas sheherzira ain't mekabel mehem. The whole reason why you're not mekabel from the gazlan and mavi ribas because you want them to do tshuva. You're not going to be able to get these bali tshuva to do tshuva if you tell them, you know what, now that you're from, all the money that you ever made, you owe back taxes on it. Well, now, you know what, you're a multimillionaire, we're going to make you forced to do tshuva. So now you owe 10 grand per year for the past 50 years that you weren't from to pay. That goes against the takana of, in order to get them to do tshuva. So therefore, we're not going to be machmir on him. But as a chesed, he can give some money. You know, it's not like it's not a bad thing to give stock anyway. So, but he doesn't have a chiyuv to deplete his entire bank account in order to give. To give, I think he said, I'm not sure. Maybe give 10% of what the 30,000 is. Maybe give 20. Maybe give 10,000. Maybe give 3,000. I don't know. But the thing is, he says the point is it's because all these takanas in order to get people to go to tshuva. If you have somebody, you force them to deplete his entire account. It's very hard for him to do tshuva if that's the case. Okay, the Gemara then continues. Tashma, another question. On the question, the concept of takanas hashavim, tashma haroim, the shepherds, the hagaboyim, and these are the people who collect the tax and all the, and the mosin, the people who collect also different type of tax, right? They are all considered gazlanim, right? The roim are considered gazlanim according to what we're saying now, according to Rashi, because they roa in other people's fields and they steal their sheep eat the grass of other people's fields, and the moksin and the gaboyin, they collect more than what's whatever. They collect more than what they're supposed to, and they take for themselves. And they skim a little bit off the top. So teshuvas on kasha, their teshuva for them to do teshuva is very hard because they stole from a lot of people, and they don't know who to return. Rashi teshuvas on kasha shagazlu harabim, they ain't yodim l'milachzir, they don't know who to give it back to. Umachzirin l'makirin, but they have to return what they took to the people who they recognize, the people that they know who they took from. They have to give it back. Right? It says umachzirin l'makirin l'misha makir shaloshik gazlu. If they recognize that I took from this person, they have to give it back. So you see here, you have akasha, because here you say we're not makabel miyadehem, and now we're saying you have to return it. So the Gemara says army also machzirin imakabel mehem. I ve'ol am machzirin. So why do they return it? Lots say they shemayim or to be yotz de shemayim. I if they don't have to return it, the Gemara asks. Why is the tshuva so hard? They don't have to return it, so what's so hard about it? So I don't understand. The tshuva is always hard. Just recognizing that you did something wrong and having charata and promising yourself you're never going to do it. It's very hard to do tshuva. I mean, tshuva and kasha should be for everything. I think it's, you look around, it's very hard for people to do tshuva. So, and also, there's another thing, also, they're supposed to give it back in order to be yotz din shemayim. So they got to give it back anyway. They got to at least offer it. They got to know what's going on. It's very hard. So Gemara says, Va'od, so that's one question, Va'od, Ema Seifa, look at the second part of the Seifa, which says, the Ein Makirin, if they don't recognize what the people they stole from, or it's too many, Yasev Hen Tzarchei Tzibur, they should donate the money, not to Tzedakah, but they should donate the money to Tzarchei Tzibur. V'amar Achiz, the Boros Sichem Oros, they have to do all these water cisterns and things like that. Rashi says, L'hachis Ben Mayim Lishtos, T'havidavar Tzarech L'kol, V'yehenu Mehena Nigzolim. They can't just give it to tzedakah. They have to give it back so that the people who they stole from would also get benefit from it. So you can't just give it. You can't just give it to Kom Kri Shabbos because maybe the people you stole from Baruch Hashem don't need Kom Kri Shabbos, so they're not going to get benefit from it. You have to do what you know, public utility works that everybody could benefit from it. But you see, nevertheless, Alma Hajuri Boy Rashi says you must. We have to give it back somehow. We just don't know who to give it back to. So do it in a way that you have to give it back. So I heard this is the source. But a lot of people's will, they give money to tzedakah or to public works because maybe during the time of their lifetime they took money from somebody they don't know who, so then they give it back to do some public works. So the Gemara says, you see, still here from here, you have to give it back. So what's going on? You say they don't have to give back. Elo kasha, there's no kasha. Historical answer: kan kodem takana, the kan la'achar takana. It all depends. Each Mishnah was written at a different time. One Mishnah says you have to give it back. It was written before the Takana of Rebbe, which seems to say the Man D'Amar Tosos that said that it even applies after the generation of Rebbe, right? Kan kolam takana, v'kan la'achar takana. And the second one that says you don't have to give it back is la'achar takana. It was Rabbi Tam, I think, who said it was only for Rebbe. So then the answer to the Gemara should be kan lifnei Rebbe and kan bezman Rebbe or something like that. It shouldn't necessarily be achar takana z'mash, but it continues throughout even afterwards. Now the Gemara gives another answer. The Hashad the Amar Rav Nachman, and also we know that now the dinner of Rav Nachman, who says b'she'ein gezela kayemis. Only time that we say it to takanas hashavim is if the gezela is no longer extant. afilu tema idiv idis, then we can say that both of the brises are la'achat takana, or even after the takana of Rebbe, and lo kasha, there won't be a kasha, because Kan, the brise who says, the brise of the Roim, is talking about b'gzela kayemes, the brise talking about the b'gzela is extant, v'kan, and the brise that says that you're not mekabel is b'she'en a'gzela kayemes. So let's just read a little longer, then we'll ask questions on it. So wait a second. So if we're talking about if we say now that the gzela is kayemis, you have to return it. The whole impetus for this takana was the case of the avnate, where the woman said, "Ah, oh, even the avnate on even your belt, you have to give back." So Gemara says, "Vaha avnate the gzela kayemisi," but the avnate which caused this whole takana is extant; it exists. So what's so hard? You should have given back the avnate, like the woman said. She goes, no, my avnet, and the way the Rashash explains, my avnet to my avnet. No, the woman said that even the avnet that you bought with stolen funds. So even the avnet you bought, you would have to sell and give back the money. In other words, not that the avnet is the actual stolen item. That's not the stolen item. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The kol hecha the gzela kayemis lo avra abanta kanta. But is it really true that if the gzela is the stolen item is extant, is existing, the rabbanan didn't make a takana? What about the takana's morish? But hare morish the gzela kayemis. A guy steals a beam and puts it in the house and builds a house. The beam's existent. It's just used as a cross beam. Right, so it exists. Uchnan, and we have the I think it's idios. Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada said al morish, which is the beam, a gazel she b'na'o babira, that you put it into your big house. She yitol damav shmipnei takana shoshavim, because you have to give that. You give back the money. You don't give back the beam. We just said if the item's in existence, you should give back the actual item. So Gemara says no. Shani hasam, the morish is different. The cave and the ikab say the bira. In order to give back the morish, you have to destroy the entire big house. Not like a shed in the backyard. We're talking about a bira, which is a big mansion type house. So then Shavu Rabbanan Kidalesa. The Rabbanan made it as if the Marish is no longer here. And therefore you don't have to return it. So few things. The Gemara said that the difference between Gzela Kayemis and Gzela not Kayemis. And we said that the case of the Roin, the reason why they have to return it is because the Gzela is Kayemis. So the Tosfos and the Rishonim ask, what's going on? One of the cases is the Roin. What's the case of the Roim? They ate the grass. So why did they have to... We said that the reason why you have to return is because the Gzela is Kayemis. They ate it already. It's gone. What are they returning? Hear the question? Tosfos says, Tav Tosfos, Tema Roim Ma Gzela Kayemis Ika. What Gzela is there? Because what's Kayemis anymore? They ate it. It's gone. So the answer, Tosfos answers, it's Meduber, we're talking about a different case. It's where you roll at the Hema Shel Chayrim and you took from them like the Giza and the Chalav. You took from them actual things. You took from the Hema Shel Chayrim, the Gunna, the Giza, you took the shearings, the Chalav, some milk, and it still exists. The Lab Mishum, the Chashid Leharos, Mesada Shel Chayrim. It's not talking about a case that we learned before, that you Chashid to graze them in different fields. But the Rashba quotes from the Ravid, who says it's even possible to say that it's Gzela Kayemis if they were row in other fields, because the effects of the Gzela are still Kayemis. I don't know how you do this in other cases. He says, because when you say the Gzela is Kayemis, it means the Gzela or its Chilufeha, or what you bought with the Gzela, something that came out from the Gzela. And here, you can still see from the Roim that, I guess, that the Totsaos of the Achila are in the animal, that it's healthy. But that also that cuts Tatsars on another machlokes, because the Sheet of Mekobetzes brings in the name of the Ramah, that he says that even though the din is that Shinoi is Kone, but the stolen item is still, Shinoi is Kone, but it doesn't mean that it gets rid of the stolen item. So if you stole something, you made a Shinoi, and that thing that you changed into still exists, that's still considered Kayemis. So you don't have to give back what you stole, because it's Shinoi Kone, but nevertheless you have to pay for it. It's not the Takana of Shavim doesn't apply in that case anymore, because the Chiluf, whatever the Gzela was changed into still exists. But it seems that the Rakiv Eger and Mishnah Melech, they seem to say that the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Okay. Gemara says, the Gemara also said that the Bira, the Rabbana made it, the Rabbana ki the Lessa. It's not existence anymore. But most of the Rishonim, not a lot of the Rishonim, Rashi, the Balamor, the Raivid, the Rashi, the Mishnah, Shittim Betches, the name of the Ramah, they say that nevertheless, you have to pay, it's still considered Kayemis to the point that you have to return money. Because like we just said now, that even though it's Shinoi is Kone, so in this case they make it into a Shinoi Kone, but since the item is still in existence, you have to pay for it. So you don't have to give back the actual item, you still have to pay for it. Okay. Next. The Mishnah had said that Gazo Parim Uberes B'Yolda, you stole a pregnant cow and it gave birth, or Rachel to Unah Gazazah, and you stole like a sheep that was ready to be shorn, and then you took off the wool. Mishalim to make parah ha'omedes leilev to make Rachel medes leigazes. You pay the amount of a parah. You know, because there's a shino that's called over here. Machlokas Rashi Rosh. What the shino is just on? If the shino is on everything or just on the vlad? But so you pay. You keep the gazel keeps the vlad, and he pays for the para, the value of a para that's about to give birth. Also, machlokas whether that value was the value at the time of the gzela, the value to, a second before is going to give birth. So now we're going to bring a related brisa. Tana Rabbanan, Hagozo Rachel Ugazaza. You stole a sheep and you shaved it off. Para Bilalda. Another machlokes. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about the case where you stole it when it was pregnant. Or according to the Raavad, the case is here. You stole a non-pregnant cow, and it got pregnant by you, and it gave birth. So, Meshalim Osa, you pay it, Ve'ekiz Oseha, Ve'es Vlad Oseha. There's no shino here, according to Rav Meir. Divrei Rav Meir. You pay everything. You give everything back. Nothing was kone. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hagzela Choseres Beinel. What was stolen, you give back. So, according to the Raavad, you stole a non-pregnant cow, you give back. You give back to the non-pregnant cow, or the value of the non-pregnant cow. Rav Shimon Omer, Rowan Oso Kihili Shuma Etzlo B'Kesef. The Gemara will explain what this means, but basically it says, you estimate what the value was at the time you stole it. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon? Okay, we'll get to that. Now we're going to focus on the Shita of Rav Meir. Ibailhu, they asked on Rav Meir. My time with the Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir say that you have to give back even the Gizos and even the Vlados? Isn't there a Shinoi over here? So maybe you could say, Mishum the Kesef or a Shinoi B'Komo on that. Maybe he doesn't hold a Shinoi Kone. Maybe he holds like Beishamai and all those other people that we had on the list yesterday. He says that Shinoi B'Komo all made. Oh, Dilma. Or do we say, no, you know what? Ba'alma shinu kona. Really shinu is kona. Ba'alma k'nasu hu dekakonis. Rav Meir says that there's a k'nas on the gazlan. We don't want the gazlan to benefit from his act, from his evil deed. He stole something, and now he's gonna get young cows. Because if shinu is kona. So make a k'nas, then he has to return it. Right? Sorry? No, it's a case of Chotin Iskar. It's a case of really Al Pidin. It is, but the Rabbanim made a Kanis. It's a Lotia Chotin Iskar. Rashi says that, right? Kanis. You have to find it. Shaloya Chotin Iskar Begzela Litul Eshashvach. So Gemara says Lamai Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? In either case, he has to return everything. So Gemara says Lahecha De Kachasha Mikchash. The Nafkamina would be if it devalued. What's the case? Rashi says, "Benafkamina lehecha delo hishvicha ella kachisha." So Iyamar, the Gemara says, Rashi says, "Iyamar time mishum shino mekomo and omed." If you say that shino is mekomo omed, so kachisha nami hader kedi isa hashda. Then you can say harisha chalafanecha because shino didn't do anything. But the time mishum knasu b'shino kane and really apidin shino is kona. Then mishalan kedi mikara. Then he would pay originally because he's not going to be niskar by keeping the shino. If you figure out what the case is, but that would be the difference. So what's the din? Is it, does he hold that shinoi is not kone, or does he hold that it's just a takana of shaloti knas loti achot niskar? So tashma, a mishnah from tomorrow's daf, on the side above of the base, tashma gazo behema viskina. You stole an animal and it got old. And we can say there it got old means also it got weaker and now can no longer do what it can do. Avadim viskina, so too with avadim, and they no longer can perform the functions that they were able to when they were younger. So what's the din? The Mishnah says, "Mishalem kishas hagzela." Tanakama says, "There you pay based on the value of the gzela because it's a shinoi. The shinoi is kone, and you only pay the value at the time of the you keep it. Now you pay the value at the time it was stolen." Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, "No, but avadim. When it comes to the avadim, Omer lo hareishal chalafanecha. You can say hareishal chalafanecha. I give you back this eved the way it is because what's the reason why?" So the Gemara says, "Ilu." Behema, right? Ilu behema. So right, the Gemara says it's dafka by avadim. Rav Meir argues dafka by avadim, but behema kishas hagzela. But the behema he has to pay kishas hagzela. He can't say harisha chalafanecha. The isak daitak sav Rav Meir shino mekomo. I mean, and if Rav Meir really held that shino is not kona, right? She is not koma, then a filu behema nami. He would also say by the behema haresha chalafanecha. Why only the avadim say haresha chalafanecha? El alav shmami na, you see from here, kasavar of meir, shinoi kona, v'hachla knasu de kanis. Really, shinoi is kona, and it's just a knas. It's, right, Rashi says, it's just, what do you mean?
Yeah, you're right.
It's just a knas. Right, Rashi says, the Gemara says, so Amr, So Gemara says, no, that's not really the din. That's not really, you have to, you can go a different way. Sorry. Amri, Rav Meir, Amri, they said, Rav Meir, Devrei, Norbana, Kamerlo. No, really, maybe Rav Meir says that Chinoy is not Kone. And therefore, even by the Behemoth and by the Yavadim, I can say, Harei Shachal Fanecha. But, the Devrei, Norbana, Kamerlo. He's talking to the Rabbana in their own Shita. According to their own Shita. Right? Lididi, he says, Lididi, Chinoy ain't Kone. Lididi, Chinoy is not Kone. But, Filo Behemoth, Namin. Even by the Behemoth, I can say, Harei Shachal Fanecha. But, El Liditlu, but according to you guys, the Amrisu, Chinoy Kone, who say that Shinoi is Kone, and therefore by the Behema, you can understand. Shinoi is Kone by the Behema. Right? And therefore you pay that back. But, Odili Mias Ba'abda, you should at least agree to me by the Eved, Dikim Ekarki Dami, the Eved is Hukosh Lakarka, and Karka is not Nigzal, Vikarka ain't an Exelus, but Amri Le Rabbanon, and Karka ain't an Exelus. And therefore, there's no Gazeli here to begin with. So it belongs to the owner, you have to say Horatio Kalafanecha. So if Amri Le Rabbanon, lo, Abda Kimatal Tadami. The Avadim are like Metalatlim. Not that Avadim are like Metalatlim, because we know Avadim are Karkos. The Avadim work like Metalatlim in certain cases, because they are Metalatlim. They have certain dinim of Karkos, but in essence, they're Metalatlim. And therefore, it is considered Nigzal, and there can be Kone B'Shinoi. So again, we don't have a raya what the story is with Meir, whether he says it's a Knas, or whether Shinoi is not Kone. So Tashma, let's bring another raya. If there's a Mishnah on Daf Kuf on the base. With the bottom of Kufan Beis, short Amar. We'll catch up then. Right, so Tashma, you give wool to a dyer in order to dye it a certain color. You give it to him, Litzvoelo Adam, you want him to dye the wool red, Vitzvoelo Shachar, and he does it black. Or Shachar, Litzvoelo Adam, you give it to him to do black, and he does it in red. So what's the story? Rav Meir, Rav Meir's Hoshev, that Kol Hashone, from what if you're shown it from what the person told you to do, you're considered a Gazlan. He's the only one who holds that. Right, so he says, the dyer is considered a gazlon, and therefore he takes the item and no sing lo de mate samro, and he has to return the value of the wool that was given to him, but not the value of the wool now, because the shinoi is kone, so the dyer gets it. So it's de mate samro in de mate samro v'shivcho lo. The Isal Kadaita Tzavar Rav Meir Shinoi Ein Kone. If Rav Meir held that Shinoi is not Kone, then Demet Samro V'Shivcho Boyli Meisivle. He should have to give him back everything the way it is, because it's Shinoi is not Kone. El Alav Shmami Nakh Tzavar Rav Meir Shinoi Kone. So Rav Meir really holds that Shinoi is Kone. And Hacha by the Gazel and the Rachel Kanasahu de Kakanis. It's a Kanas over there. He's not saying Kone is by the Dyer case, because that's too much of a show that Rishonim say. In that case, you're not going to pay back everything. Just by the Rachel case, where he stole the cow, and then it gave birth. We don't want it to be Chotin Iskar. Kanasu de Kakanis. Shwamina. So he says, Rav Meir really holds Shinoi is Kone, and it's just a Knas. So the Rashba asks a good question. I don't know the answer. There's a din of Uman Kone b'shvach Kli. That if you give something to an Uman to do work for it, you give him whatever, your glass to make it into some sort of bowl, concept is that he's Kone when he does it. It's a Muslim thing also, when Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kone of the world, b'shvach Kli. But just on the halachic frame, well, that's also halach also. But on the Bava Kama rule, that is, so now he's Kone of the item, because he put the effort into the item, he's changed the item, it's now his. And in order to get it back from him, the money that you gave him basically buys the money that you give him for the work he did basically buys it back. So why don't you say over here, the dyer got white wool, then he made it red. Forget Shinoi Kone, Shinoi Ein Kone. It's Uman Kone b'shvach Kli. So he says, one of the answers he says, well, Rav Meir doesn't hold a woman called b'shvach Kli. So that can't be the answer.
There's a difference when he does what he told him or doesn't do what he told him.
Right, but that's also because if we're going according to the sheets of Rav Meir, originally is the only one who says that he's considered a gazlan. So Rav Meir also doesn't say that woman called b'shvach Kli. On a metaphysical plane, you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called the Olam b'shvach Kli, and therefore everything belongs to him, and therefore he sets the rules into place. You have to listen to the rules. Okay. So that's the first way to learn. That's the first way to learn Rav Meir. Ika da Amri Haloi Banlon. There's another man that says no. There was no kashaila about whether Rav Meir held whether it's a kanas or Shinoi is not koner. Right? Why? Mida apich Rav, because Rav has a hipuch in the shitas. His sheet, the way he learned the shitas are different. He said Bitani, and he learned a mishnah Guzel Parah v'Hiskina. If you stole the cow when it got older, Avodim v'Hiskino Mishalim Kishas Lagzela Divri Rav Meir. You pay Kishas Lagzela. See, Rav Meir holds what? Paying b'shas hagazela, you feel that Shinoi is kone, because you're paying b'shas. He obviously holds Shinoi is kone. The chachamim omri ba'avodim amar lo reshvei chol panecha. So chachamim who say it the other way around, they say hareishalcha, you say Harei Shachol Lefanecha, but there's no Shinoi. So Vaday L'Rav Meir Shinoi Kona. You see for sure that Shinoi is Kona, and Hacha, by the Gizos and the Vlados case, it's Kenasu the Kekonisle. So that's clear. Aye, but what's the question? Everyone, there was a Masorah, there was a question on Rav Meir. What's the question on Rav Meir? Kika Yiboylon, Hachi Yiboylon. This is the Savik. Kika Konis. When Rav Meir makes the Knas, is it bemazed? He only makes the Knas if you did this, if you stole bemazed. Aval b'shogeg lo konis. But if you stole b'shogeg, trying to figure out what that case is, if you stole b'shogeg, you're not konis. O dilmo afilu b'shogeg nami konis. Or maybe even if you stole b'shogeg, you also have the Knas. So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring a proof. Chamisha govim min ha-michurorin. Normally, if you karkos are mishubah, you can be, it's nechasim mishubah of them, so therefore, I borrow money from you, you have a lien on my karka, I sell it to somebody else, you can go get it back. But there are certain cases where you can't get after what I sold, you're going to go after my b'nei chorin, you're going to go after my free property. So, but there are five cases that he talks about. The Elohein, what are they? First case, peros, we'll explain. Shvach peros, we'll explain. Hamakabo lo lozun ben ishto bas ishto. If you take upon yourself to feed the children of your wife from previous marriage, they can't go after your mishubadim to get the food. The get chosh embo achrayis. Also, if you have a star that doesn't say beferish in it that you can get from my nechasim mishubadim. The ksuvas ishto she embo achrayis. And also a ksuba that's not written achrayis in there. You can only collect from mishubadim. So the Gemara says, what?
From the
bnei chorim. But you see, one of the cases here is that a get chov she'ein bo achrayis, a star that doesn't have it written in. There's a machlokas, in ksubos and dafnan aleph, if achrayis is not written in the star, does that mean there's no achrayis, or that's a tov sofer? So here we're saying that it's not a tov sofer, because you can't get from the bnei chorin. So the Gemara says, man shamis lei, da achrayis la tov sofer. Who's the one who says that achrayis is not tov sofer? That's Rav Meir. That's the Shita Rav Meir. So we've established that this Braisa goes according to the Shita Rav Meir. So now we go, now that we did that, step one, let's go to the next. But Katani, and it says in the Braisa, Peros u'Shevach Peros. Even in the case of Peros and Shevach Peros, you can only get from the B'nai Chorim. So what's the case? The Shevach Peros Heichu Dami. What's the case of Shevach Peros? Kigon Sheguzel Sadem Echavero. I stole Menachem's field. However I did it. I kicked you off the land. I stole the field. U'machara la'achir. And then I sold it to somebody else. Okay? I sold it to somebody else. I sold it to Simcha. So now Simcha is holding the field that was originally Menachem's that I stole. Okay? And Simcha does good things to the karka. He makes it worth. He makes it worth more. Vaharei he yotzem mitachas yodo. Right? He has all these payers that are coming out from the field. Right? So kishe who gova. So now what happens is I can go and get the field back. Right? You stole it from me. I go get my field back from Simcha. So kishuhu gove, so now when you're collecting from the Gazlan, right, from back from Menachem, so back from me, it was Menachem's field, so Menachem took the field back, now he's gove for me, because I sold him a stolen field. Gove es hakeren, mi nechasim mishubadim, he can collect the keren from my nechasim, the Gazlan's nechasim mishubadim, the es hashvach, hashevach, when he improved on the field, that's only mi nechasim b'nei chorin. He can get it from the nechasim b'nei chorin. The asa, nevertheless you see from here, the asa bal ara, v'shakel arei v'shivchei, that the nigzal, Menachem in this case, can go to the balakarka, and be, this is the balakarka, can be motzi from the lokeach, the karka with the shvach. So what's the case? What's the case here? My law, what are we dealing with here? Below, be'ama aretz, the lo yod, the karka nigzal, so ain't nigzalas. We're talking about, Simcha, I'm sorry, I'll use a different example. We're talking about a person who didn't know the rule. Okay? We're talking about a person who didn't know, who was an amat aretz, who didn't know whether the karka can be stolen or not. Meaning he thought that once, I kicked you off the field, we'll learn the way the Raavad learns it, I kicked you off the field, and he assumed that you had Yeish. So therefore, with kicking you off, and the Yeish, the Karka is Nigzel. He didn't realize that the Halacha is the Karka is not Nigzelus. So that's the case. Nevertheless, still you see from here that the Baal Karka can come and take the land and the Shevach. So the person who stole it was a shogeg, because he didn't know the halacha. He didn't know. So he was a shogeg. Nevertheless, by a gzela b'shogeg, which is, I don't understand how that's the shogeg. I'm the one who did the gzela. But it still goes over there. So nevertheless, you have to pay him back. So you see, and you give back also the shvach. You give everything back. So you see from here that Rav Meir was kones even by shogeg. Mar says, no, that's no raya, amri lo, b'lokeach tam l'chacham, this is the case of Simcha. Simcha knew the halacha, b'lokeach tam l'chacham, v'yada, and he knows that karka is nigzeles, and yet he still bought it, He still bought it for whatever reason. He still bought it. And that's the case. It's a case of mezid, and that's why there's the knas. There's no rivim here, whether you konis, even the case of shogeg. Let's say we'll go. We'll not that much time. Okay. So Gemara says. So what's the raya? So what's the story? The mayor's knas is b'shogeg or only b'mezin? So tashma. Go back to our case of the dyer. Tashma litzboa lo adam mitzav shachar. I wanted you to dye it red, and you dyed it black. Shachar mitzboa adam. I wanted you to dye it black. You dyed it red. Rav Meir Omer Meir says that the dyer no sein lo demate samro. He only has to give back the item. He doesn't have to give back the shvach. Remember, Rav Meir says that shinoi is kone. The question is whether he's konis. So he says, the mate samro in, you only give back the value of the wool that was given to him, but the mate samro ushvicho shivcho lo, but I don't have to give back the extra. The islak the daitach b'shome nami konis, we're assuming here that the dyer made a mistake. He didn't do it on purpose. He made a mistake on what he dyed. He didn't do it right. So the islak the daitach b'shome nami konis, that even if you say that b'shogeg nami konis, then the mate samro shimcho boy lemisave le, that he should have kept giving back the tzemer and the shvach. Elalav shmami na b'mezik konis b'shogeg lo konis shmami na. See from here that he only was konis b'mezik, because if he was konis b'shogeg, then the dyer would have to give back even the extra value of the you're bothered. No, but they have to give back even the extra value of the wool. So the question is. We had this whole thing about shogeg. Maybe just say shogeg, where the guy didn't know that the field was stolen. What are you talking about? A case where the guy, he knew that the field was stolen, but he didn't know the halacha that you can't be konet. So Tosfos Rosh explains, because if he didn't know the field was stolen, it's more than just a shogeg. Then he didn't do anything wrong. Shogeg in the case where he has to know that he did something wrong a little bit. If he didn't know the field was stolen at all, then you would never be able to collect the field, the shvach back from the person from the board. He's a UCC rule, he's a protected purchaser, a bona fide purchaser, depending on which UCC you look at, and he's protected. He doesn't have to return everything. Okay. The Chumash Deshan proves from here that an Amar Aretz who doesn't know the halacha at all is considered a shogeg, because he learns the other way around. If you don't know the halacha, you're considered shogeg. So you see from here, you're considered a shogeg. It's no excuse. Ignorance is no law, is no defense. Well, that's America. Lava. Okay. Next. So now we're going to go back to discuss that we had Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Discuss them in a few minutes. Okay, so again, what was the case? You were gozel a rachel v'gazza. You stole a cow and it got pregnant and it gave birth. So Rav Meir says you give back the gizos and the vlados, because really shino is kone, but you give them all back because of the knas. Rav Yehuda Omer gizela choseres be'eneha. No, you just give back the gizela itself. And Rav Shimon says you make this estimation of what it was worth at the time of the theft. So Gemara says my benayu. So what's the difference? What's the halachic ramification? What's the difference between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon? Both of them say that you give back just the gzela, you don't give back the vlad. So Amar Rav Zvid b'shevach she'al gabi gzela kamiflagi. The machlokus is if you stole an empty cow, you stole a behem that's not pregnant, and it became pregnant in the hands of the gazlan, right? And now you're being tovei. The nigzal is being toveya, but it didn't give birth. That's considered shvach al gabi gzela. The shvach, the extra, is still attached to the animal. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says the extra shvach is the nigzal have. It goes because we close it to the behemah kamoshihi. So what do? It's pregnant now. So you pay back the value of the cow when it was stolen, or you wait till after it gives birth, or the guy has a lien on the cow, but not on the vlad. But the other way around. Rav Yehuda Savar de Nigzal Havei. It's like the Nigzal. It belongs to Nigzal. So what does it mean? You give back to what it is. The whole thing is you give it back to the way it is. I guess it's not considered enough of a shinoi becoming pregnant. You give back to the way it is. Rav Shimon Savar de Gazlan Havei. No, he says that the shvach that's on the animal belongs to the Gazlan, because what does he say? You estimate the value of the cow at the time it was stolen. At the time it was stolen, it wasn't pregnant. So you only give back the value of the cow. So that's the machlokas. So whether shvach shal gabi gzela kamiflagi. Okay? Shvach, the extra that's attached to the gzela.
Okay.
So that's the pregnancy. The animal is attached to the gzela. So it's worth more. There's another item here. What's worth more now? There's another item here. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you just say gzela choseres be'eneha. You give it back right away, even with the pregnancy. There's not enough of a shinoi here, right? Well, the Tosfos explains, and Rav Shimon says, no, we do a shuma, we do an estimation of what it was worth at the time of the gzela. At the time the gzela wasn't pregnant. Remember, this is the case we stole a recondition.
What does that mean?
Rav Yehuda Sava that the ibor that the pregnant, the thing that's inside, belongs to the nigzal. It goes back to the person who stole it from. Rav Shimon Sofer, it's the gazlan havi. It belongs to the gazlan, because if you estimate the time it was stolen, that didn't exist at the time it was stolen. So, what's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? What does he, so, a lot of Rishonim say, Rabbi Yehuda says, because it's a shinu echoser. It got pregnant. It will go back to be not pregnant. That's what he says. Tosfos says that shvach gam isbeach, but shvach shalom gam is. Where is it? You know, no time. Rashi and other Rishonim say that that the shvach that's not al gabi the gzela, let's say it gave birth already, then he would be kone midin shinui. Rabbi Yehuda would say you'd be kone. Aye, so why are you not kone that the shvach al gabi? Because he says that that's a shinui. Choser, Balamor says that's not considered shinui at all because it just grew by itself. I don't know what that means. And the Rashi says that maybe it's a knas. Okay, so that's how Rav Zvid explains the machlokas between them. But Rav Papa says, no, the Kule Alma all agree that Sherach Agabe Gzela the Gazan Habe. They all believe that the Shinoi is enough that it belongs to the Gazan. The question is, to what degree does it belong to the Gazan? V'hacha lemechza l'shlish u'reviya kamiflagi. Their cholik as to whether or not the Gazan gets all of it, or is he like a sharecropper? He's like an aris. Rashi says, lemechza v'shlish k'derech minhag medina l'mekali behemesh l'ashvichan l'zman gleba kazeh. You have an aris, I give you my sheep in order to make them better. I'm going to pay you based on the benefits. So you take part from it. So do we say that it belongs to him completely, or do we say that it belongs to him only at the going rate of what an aris would go by? Because basically, it got printed in your hands, but it's still you wouldn't have gotten it unless you had my cow. So v'hakel emexel l'shish revikam yiflakir huda savar shevach shalgab igzel kuli the gazlan have. He says not. It all belongs to the gazlan. So you give back, so Rav Yehuda is saying, you give back what it was at the time of the gzela, right, which was a non-pregnant cow. Rav Shimon says, no, that the gazlan doesn't get all the shvach, ela lemechsel shishrevi hu deshaka gazlan. He only gets a certain chelek in it, right? Like the minhag medina he gets. That's what he says, roin osu kihu shuma itzlo bekesef. We evaluated what about the kesef. Not we evaluated what it was worth at the time it was stolen. We evaluate what the going rate is for this type of project. So the Gemara says, wait, let me ask a question on Rav Papa based from our Mishnah. Because according to Rav Papa, our Mishnah is not going to go like anybody. Because we're saying now here that the shvach shal gabi b'gzela, the pregnant cow, still goes to the gazlan. But Tanan, our Mishnah says, gazel, para, you stole an animal. Vinis abra etzlo b'yoda, and it gave birth, and it got pregnant by you. So you stole an empty cow, and it got pregnant by you, and it gave birth. Or rachel, vinis an etzlo b'gazza. So mishalim k'shasa gzela. In that case, you pay the k'shasa gzela, and you're koneh the gizos. You go to the vlados. But, so the diuk is, dafka, if yoda in. If it gave birth, then yeah, you're koneh the ubar. But lo yoda, but if it didn't give birth, hajra be'ina. Then the whole thing goes back. The whole thing goes back to the original owner as is, with the pregnancy inside. So Bishlam al Rav Zvid, this makes sense according to Rav Zvid, the Amr Shvaksha Abe the Gzela, the Nigzal Habi the Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Huda says that Shvak Lagabi Gzela goes to the Nigzal. So then our commissioner would be, how many Rabbi Huda he? It would be Rabbi Huda. Because only if it gives birth did the Gazlan get it, but if it doesn't give birth, it goes back to the Nigzal. El al Rav Papa, the Amr, the Gazlan Habe. But according to Rav Papa, who says that both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree that Shvach Shagabe Habehema goes to the Gazlan, high money. Who's our Mishnah? The Dikar Mishnah is that only if it gives birth does it go to the Gazlan. But if it's still Al Gabe Habehema, it goes to the Nigzal. So who's our Mishnah like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Shimon, because they both hold it goes to the Gazlan. So Gemara says, Amr Lach Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Lahu Adin, Afilu Lo Yalda. The Mishnah is not, don't make the deal. The Mishnah's din is even if it didn't give birth, it goes to the Gazlan. So that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, right? Lo yoda nami kishas exel hu d'mishalim, right? Vaha, so the shvach of the ibor goes to the Gazlan. Vaha the katana yalda, and why did write only yalda? I did the nasiv reisha yalda, nasiv sefer nami yalda. Since the reisha says we're talking about you stole a pregnant cow and gave birth, so the sefer for consistency purposes that you stole a non-pregnant cow and gave birth, but don't make the diuk that if it didn't give birth, it still goes back. If it didn't give birth, it goes back to the nigzal. It always goes back to the Gazlan. So tiny kabbalah says Rav Papa, and we have a brisa that supports Rav Papa. Rav Shimon Omer Ro and also kihu shuma itzlo bekesef, and what does it mean? The mechsel shusha revi. Okay, so I'm Rav Ashi S. Ki havina be Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana Ibaylon, I asked him, Rav Shimon the Amr lemechsel shusha revi hu the shakil gazlan, and he takes either a third or a fourth, whatever it is, he takes this percentage. Ki misalkinle, when you pay him back, vidime misalkinle, do you give him back, you give him just back money, you pay him, o dilim bisr shakil, or do you actually give him back from the meat of the cow? Does he become a partnership, a partner in the actual animal? And at least the chef, the cow, will give him some of the meat. Upashtan, then he gave the answer from here. Mehada Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman gives three cases: Shlosha Shamin Lahen Hashemach Umaylin Oslam Bedamin. Three of them where you estimate the shevach and you pay them back with damin. The Elohim Bechol Apashet. A Bechol Apashet. Bechol gets Pishnayim, but only what existed before the father died. The Shvach, he doesn't get Pishnayim. So, but whatever's in the Shvach in the extra, let's say he gets 2/3 of the field, the Shvach in the extra part in the extra field also splits 50-50 with the Pashet, with the non Bechor. So does he actually get a part of the field? No, you're paying back the money. So too, Baal Chov Lilokeach. Alright, let's say somebody, there's a custom issue about him, and I sold it to somebody else, so the Baal Chol goes and gets it from the Lokeach, but if the Lokeach was Mashbiach the field, so the Shvach, what he was Mashbiach, belongs to the Lokeach, so where does he get it? The Lokeach doesn't actually get from the field, rather the Baal Chol has to pay him money. Ubalchov Yisomim, so too the Baal Chol was Gov Karkos from after his Lobe dies, and he takes him out from the Yisomim, the Shvach, right, the Shvach belongs to the Yorshim, but the Baal Chol doesn't have to give him part of the Karka, he only gives them, he pays him back with money. So what's the Raya? Right? You have these three cases. So Tosa says, Shlosh Hashemim Lehem HaShvach, Ava Gav Dekatani, Gimel, Tana V'Shayar. It left over Gazan. These three and Gazan for sure. So too by the Gazan case, L'mnechza, L'shlish L'rvi, you pay him back with money. The Raibid and the Rabbeinu Chananel say, no, these three and not anything else. It's just these three. So therefore by the Gazan, he actually has a partnership and he gets part you pay him back from the buster. Okay, we'll stop here.